That's great, y'all.
I heard you.
I did, and I see you, because y'all are awesome. Wow, you guys are awesome.
This next one, this is Amy's mom's favorite song.
Yeah, send this out to my mama.
It made the top
list. She voted 100 times.
Let me just make sure this is in tune.
We might have to wait for that. Oh, Ben, will we be ready with that video after this? Yep.
We have special visitor for y'all after this song.
We think. Oh, these people are sending in their requests. Michael Lay, thank you for donating.
Thank you, Michael.
On Instagram, someone's head is blocking Emily, and we see your computer.
That computer?
Oh, that.
Someone's head is blocking Emily.
I love you guys. I love y'all so much. Can you share how much in total was donated to Honor the Earth? Yes. In the end, and this is after t-shirt sales,
yep,
we made $200,000. For Honor the Earth last week. It was the most money we've ever made for Honor the Earth.
Or for anybody.
Thanks to y'all. And Winona LaDuke was so excited that she called us right when the live stream ended and talked to us. She doesn't usually just call us out of the blue because she's very busy. And she just called us and went and was so excited. So she's very thankful to all you guys for the amazing amount of money donated to Honor the Earth.
And there's a tremendous need in Indian country right now. I mean, in the Navajo Nation, I've read that the per capita, as many infections of COVID as in New York. And also Winona's working on a project for growing food. There's lots of food growing projects throughout Indian country and other ways that every single dollar of that donated money that y'all gave will go to Honor the Earth to be dispersed where it's most needed. And to help with the food insecurity.
And water
protection. And
today we're raising money for feedingthevalley.org. This is a food bank. It's in Southwest Georgia and Eastern Alabama. This is the area of Georgia that was hit the hardest by COVID when it first started. And there's a lot of people that need food down there. A lot of people that were already having hard times. And now it's even harder. So we appreciate y'all donating to that. And this group, someone really special turned us on to this group.
And you're going to be
so
seeing her in a minute.
All right, here, we're going to try this song, y'all. We hadn't done it in a long time. I wrote this in 1987, maybe six.
Right before the album, the first epic album.
So it's a young song, as they say.
So how old were you, 20?
23. Wow. Okay. Let's not dwell on that. All right.